No, you know, this is a training session. This is very valuable. You know, we went back and looked at all the training we did last year against the Patriots, and we got a lot out of it. At this time in training camp, to be able to work our scheme, and we're really not game planning, but work our scheme against a different opponent, is very valuable for us. And so we're going to grade it like we would. We'll evaluate it like we would if we were playing against ourselves.
And I know you only have one padded practice since the game.
Yeah, we like to think it was just the first game deal. He's trained well all the way through the spring and then certainly through training camp, so we're going to anticipate he'll be back out there running routes and catching balls. He's fine. He's fine.
Do you think it felt like it was kind of an
awakening to
so much attention throughout camp?
No, I don't think so. I think it was one of those deals where he had some drops, and he's just got to get over it and play through it. I don't think it's anything too revolutionary.
How can you get a local guy in
Yeah. Yeah, Emil's been with us for 2 years now, and he's done an outstanding job. Very steady guy, does everything we ask. He's a terrific teammate, and when he gets out there, he's had a chance to make some plays for us. I would say he's probably a better run blocker than he is a route runner, but when we throw him the ball, he catches it. So he's been really good for us. Riley, we'll just have to see. You know, he's working his way back. He did some individual stuff last couple of days, so we'll just have to see.
Nick has talked a lot this summer about reducing the sacks, getting rid of the ball quicker. Right. How much of what we saw, maybe the mistakes he made in Chicago, they were a product of that, and just kind of working through that process?
Well, I'm going to talk about the interceptions, certainly. The first one was on a third and long, and you know, he tried to force it in there and make a play, which typically he won't do. So he's just trying to see what he could get away with. And then the keeper on second down as we were getting into the red area, that's just a throw. They did a good job of covering it. He's done it in the past. He's just got to pull it down and get what he can with it, and then we play third down. And so, you know, that had nothing to do with what he's been working on. You know, Nick's training well. Nick's doing some good things. Fortunately, if you make some mistakes in the preseason, it doesn't hurt you, and he certainly learns from every rep he gets. No route issue. Just when things are covered, the quarterback knows, especially when you're out of the pocket, you got to do something with your legs. We weren't in a situation where we needed to force it, you know, and that's part of the mindset that I know he's discussed with you already.
With Vanderbilt, what is David Bolton?
Yeah, Dave's really taking advantage of those extra reps. I've seen steady improvement from him as a center. You know, it's kind of starts with him. He gets everything going for us, and he's done a good job. Actually, he's been playing well.
Omar's gotten a lot of extra reps today because he's a wide receiver. How much progress has he made?
He's made a lot of progress. I said it early on, and I'll stick by it. I think he's one of the guys, especially in the receiving core, that's made the most improvement since he kind of came on the scene last year. So he's steadily improving. He's more and more comfortable with what we're trying to do offensively, and he's found a way to make some plays. Well, I think any time you watch, you know, one of the great players in the league playing, especially one at your position, you know, you can see nothing specific, but you know, how he functions, how he operates. You know, Tom's obviously got a great level of professionalism, and I'm sure Nick can learn from that.
How's his development? Why'd you guys do that? Can he swing and play still?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we feel like he's multiple. He can play guard and tackle. Andrew Gardner came in and, you know, is primarily a tackle position type guy, although he can play guard as well. And so we just felt like that was a good combination. Through the training sessions, you know, Tobin gets some reps at tackle. And so we just felt like it was just part of his development. Unfortunately, if you're the sixth or seventh lineman, you have to be multiple and you got to be able to play guard and tackle. And you know, hopefully he'll be in that role for us.
Hey, Pat, as an offensive coordinator, what's it like going up against a defense that has Darrell Revis and Brandon Brown on the quarterback?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a challenge, and I think that's what's going to be fun for our guys. You know, we get a chance to play against good corners every day in practice, and these are two very, very good corners that, you know, we feel like, you know, we can kind of gauge where our guys are, especially on the outside.
Do you feel like you get a better evaluation of your guys?
I think we got to look at it like this is a training session, and we just happen to play against guys in silver helmets. You know, I think that's the way it's got to be. You know, we're not game planning. We're not doing the things you normally do during the season. We need to go out there, call plays, run routes, and if it's time to block, block. And I think we just look at it that way.
But, I mean, when you guys go against each other for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 days, you start to learn each other's tendencies. So when you go against a different team, does that give you a better evaluation of your own guys because now it's fresh faces on the other side?
Well, it gives us another evaluation or added evaluation. I wouldn't say anything too revolutionary.
Matt, what did you see on film?
I don't want to downplay this. This is going to be fun for everybody. But I think when we look at it, we're out here practicing against the Patriots, and I'm assuming that's the approach they'll take.
What did you see on film from the first team offensive line against the Bears?
I thought we did some good things. Unfortunately, what we didn't do well is we got penalties. And anytime you have penalties, you can see what happens to an offensive drive or really for really the ones. You know, we had penalties. We got knocked back. You couldn't get in a rhythm. You know, you've seen when we play our best ball, we get a couple good plays, and then we get on a roll. You know, we had a couple good plays that were brought back because of penalties, and so then it kind of knocks you out of sync a little bit, and those are things that we can learn from.
Is Lane going to stay with the teams throughout
the game, or do you want to see him back once? Yeah, I mean, he's working in there. As a, you know, the ones, twos, threes thing for us doesn't really matter right now. There's times when he goes against the ones, and so he's getting the training he needs, but certainly because he's going to miss a month, we got to get Allen ready to play, and I think it's important. We all know how important it is for those five guys to work together as much as possible. That's why we're doing it.
What is the difference when guys talk about alignment, learning to play right side as opposed to left side, even if it's the same position? What is the obstacle or challenge? What do they need to do?
Well, when you play on the right as opposed to the left, you're in a different stance. And, you know, and if you've done one thing for so long, it's like a left-hander trying to learn how to be a right-hander, you know. And some, I'm probably overstating that to some degree. The communication's different, you know. And when you're going to the left, when you're on the right side, you're cutting off, and when you're going to the right, you're reaching. Not to mention the little nuances of the pass protection.
So, before about Zach Ertz's blocking.
Yeah.
How's he improved his ball catching?
I thought he's consistently caught the ball better through the training sessions, and then he displayed an ability to make a play the other night. We hit him on some passes down the field where he caught the ball and ran with it. So he's, like I mentioned earlier in the month here, I think he's developing his total game.
So Barbary was talking about,
yeah,
obviously going. He was
sure.
So comfortable last year when he had to go in, and
right.
Now he said he's kind of doing the whole right side thing. So do you see a kind of learning curve for him there?
You'd have to ask him. I see him doing a good job on the right.
You mentioned your backup offensive lineman, you know, play both inside and outside.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel confident enough in Andrew Gardner's ability to play inside as far as competing for a roster spot?
Sure. I think he's done a good job. Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it all shakes out. But I think that crew that's lining up with the twos has done a very good job. And there's going to be some tough decisions for us, I would imagine. And that's what they should do. Every player should try to make it tough on us to decide who we keep.
Nick hasn't had a whole lot of time for school complementary receivers,
yeah,
this
summer.
Sure. Any concern there, and does that have anything to do with the fact that he hasn't been as efficient as he is?
Well, I think when you're talking about his lack of efficiency, you're talking about two bad decisions. I think he's done well in camp. Certainly, you'd like to be able to play as many reps as you can with all the guys you're going to be playing with. Unfortunately, this time of year, there's a lot of skilled players that, you know, deal with some soft tissue issues and miss some practice. So there's a lot of time left. We got a lot of time, and there was a lot of great reps throughout the spring. And so I think you just go back on that.
Is Polk ready to practice?
He's getting there. He's getting there. We'll have to see how much he can do. Yeah, you know what? He's a tough guy. He had some good hard runs. Unfortunately, he had the one fumble where he fell down. You know, that's one of those that running backs go through. It was blocked extremely well, and he's in a big hole, and he just tripped. And as he went down, the ball came out. So, yeah, I mean, we're learning a lot about Matt. You know, he's much improved from a year ago, and unfortunately, he had the one boo-boo there. But I think he's playing more consistent than he did a year ago.
Now, people have made a big deal about Ertz.
Mm-hmm.
Just feeling the passion.
Sure.
From Selleck, how has he kind of responded to that, and how do you see the two kind of meshing together?
Yeah, I think I look at that tight end group as a unit. You know, they're all a little bit different in what they bring to the table. Selleck's kind of the veteran guy that does everything really well. I see him playing better than he did last training camp. I think, you know, even though he's a very veteran guy, I think he's doing better. And no, I think he's just more steady, more consistent, blocking, very steady as a receiver, and you know he can run with the ball as well. Then I'm sorry.
Oh, he's in his eighth year now. I mean,
yeah. It's pretty impressive.
What does that say about him that he's at that level?
Well, I think he's been a good player for a very long time, and I think he's really embraced what we're doing off the field, you know, as far as getting his body right and, you know, his training, his rest and recovery. He's kind of following it to a T, and I think that's really helping him.
It seemed Ben's snaps were somewhat limited compared to his snaps. Why was that?
I don't know. No, nothing in particular. You know, we just had a substitution pattern. And he maybe didn't get as many as some of the other guys, but he was in there playing, and he had a couple opportunities. So there was nothing to that.
How's it coming along?
He's doing a good job. He's doing a really good job. He's a big physical guy, plays well on special teams, as you know. That's kind of where it starts. And then I think he's really developed as a receiver for us. He's made more plays in the training sessions than he did a year ago. And, you know, he's doing good.
How would you say moment is?
Doing well.
How would you say
good.
Huh? How would you hold the same moment as on special teams?
He's doing fine. He's doing fine. He's good.
I mean, he's such a tall, lengthy body. I mean, is there an area where he can park a bench?
He's practicing on special teams. He's doing fine.
With Ben, you know, your second group, and those backup receivers are so young and inexperienced. Does he have kind of give you something that the other guys don't really give you just because he's been around, he's been in the league?
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of that.
No, we don't. We're young in a lot of spots there. He's doing a good job behind the scenes, as I mentioned, with a couple other guys. He's a really good teammate. He studies hard. He does everything he can to improve. And I think he's steadily getting better. And so I think our players look at that, and they see a guy that's going through it over and over and over, and I think they learn from it. Yeah, I think he's improved. I think he's much better than he was in the spring. You know, on that specific throw, you know, he'd probably like to have that one back. You know, the concept, we were probably looking to go somewhere else with it. It was a decision-making deal. So there wasn't any miscommunication there.
When GJ came in, it seemed like he was very, you know, jumping in the pocket and trying to make plays right from the start. Do you guys work with him on – I mean, there was a lot of times still left on the clock where we're trying to get him to be him, but not – I mean, did you feel like he was –
Yeah, GJ is a very competitive guy, and of all our quarterbacks, he can probably do the most with his feet, and so he trusts that. And so when he sometimes sees things that aren't quite as clear as he wants them to, he'll take off and run, and that's kind of his game. So, you know, certainly we want him to be able to execute from the pocket, do it, you know, on a consistent basis, and then if it's not there, pull it down and run. And, you know, we're not dissatisfied with, you know, his progress, and I think he'll do better as he goes along. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Well, my first real time with Danny is when I was in St. Louis. I was the offensive coordinator, and Sam Bradford was new in the league, and you know, I think he became the offensive rookie of the year, and he threw Danny about 90 balls that year. So he was smart enough to realize that he was an outstanding player, awesome on special teams for us. And I think the Patriots are very lucky to have him. Tough guy. There aren't many negatives, in my opinion, to Danny. And so I look forward to seeing him when we get out there today. Good? All right.
Just a couple announcements here for